Westlock. Katie Robertson is the newly hired executive director of the Westlock Community Foundation. Originally from southern Ontario, Robertson spent many years in Brazeau County and Stony Plain before moving to British Columbia for a year and a half. She is thrilled to have the opportunity to come back to Alberta and will start work May 1st. "It means a lot, first of all, for the community of Westlock to take that chance on me," said Robertson. "This community chose me because they saw that I have a similar vision and my values deeply align with the people that live here, in terms of community development, in terms of listening to the community, what they want and supporting what their vision is." Robertson has served in a number of leadership positions in the nonprofit sector over the years and brings much experience and expertise to her new role with the foundation. Board Chairman Wayne Pear said she is known for her strong commitment to community building and has a track record of success in fundraising, donor relations, and strategic planning. "We are thrilled to have Katie join us as the new executive director of the Westlock Community Foundation," said Pear. "She has the skills, knowledge, and passion to lead our organization as we continue to work towards our mission of enhancing the quality of life for all residents in our community." As executive director, Robertson will be responsible for the overall management of the organization, including endowment building, grant making, and community outreach. She will work closely with the board of directors to develop and implement strategies that align with the foundation's goals and objectives. "I am excited to be joining the Westlock Community Foundation at such a critical time in its growth and development," said Robertson. "I'm deeply honored to be trusted with seeing this vision come to life." She also noted the importance of the foundation to the community in honoring the memory of Albert and Florence Miller. The Westlock couple, who were married for 49 years before Florence passed away in November 2019 and Albert in March 2020, donated much of their estate to the town of Westlock, valued at about $8 million. "I was so impressed by the passion that people have exhibited for this community," she said. "This gift that the Millers have given to Westlock, the community and the people that live here is an incredible legacy that they've created." Robertson said that having the foundation established and able to grow with the community and meet its needs is a special gift that Westlock has been given. "The people that live here that are the experts in what the community needs and wants," she said, pointing to the nonprofit groups, sports groups and business community. "I really come with open ears and open eyes and ready to listen and work collaboratively with the community in how they want to see this foundation and where they want to see it go." The Westlock Community Foundation is a charitable organization that will eventually provide grants and support to local charities, nonprofit organizations, and community initiatives. For more information, visit here. Christine Jean, TownandCountryToday.com.